broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here at Blizzard 13 at Collaborate 13 in Denver, Colorado. Remember, if you're listening at home, to follow this show on Twitter at hashtag C13DEN. Check out that feed. That's keeping you up to date with everything that's happening all day, all week long here in Denver.
And don't let Lee alarm you. It's actually very comfortable. Springtime, 70 degrees here in the convention hall. The food is good. The drink is good. The company's good. And we have just met a lot of neat folks that have a great deal to offer. We've talked to Oracle people. We've talked to Oracle support council people. We've talked to people that have products and services to support Oracle applications. And this is going to be no exception. We're going to get a chance to visit with Associate Practice Director with Rolta, Miss Alisa Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Give us the thumbnail sketch, the 40,000-foot view of Rolta, if you will.
Yes, Rolta is an implementation partner, and we actually have services in EPM, in eBusiness Suite, in managed services, and try to help clients achieve success with using their Oracle products.
So now, OAUG, you're active in that group, as well as your role in Rolta, right?
Yes, I am. I am really happy to be able to volunteer on the board of directors.
So now, why is that important to you to get that involved in an organization like that?
Well, the goals of OAUG is to be able to be an influencer with Oracle and to also provide educational opportunities for users, and to also provide networking opportunities, just the things we're seeing here at Collaborate. And so all of those things make for happy Oracle customers. And I think by being a part of the OAUG organization, that's what we strive is to have those happy Oracle customers.
And as president-elect, that's the platform that you ran on. Is that what got you elected?
Absolutely.
Or that and the willingness to show up, right?
I made cookies.
Don't give out the secrets.
So let's talk a little bit about functional tips, technical upgrades, moving from release 11 to the 12.
Yes, that's my the area I really focus on in eBusiness Suite is helping companies with upgrades to release 12. And so one of the things that release 12 is going to give you is to help improve those operational efficiencies, helping to centralize the data, give you that single source of truth, support for your global requirements and processes. So you really can't, a lot of times you've looked at upgrades before in terms of just a technical upgrade. You really can't do that with Release 12 because Release 12 has so much new functional requirements that you really have to look at it from both a technical and a functional perspective. And so that's what I really offer. I'm really more on the functional side. So you let your DBAs focus on the technical side, and I'm going to help you achieve on the functional side.
Can you share a little bit about, from a functional standpoint, what are the areas that are most impacted in the upgrade?
Yes, one of the biggest areas is that they've re-architected the subledger accounting engine. And so now, instead of the accounting entries being each individual subledger, it's now in one centralized repository. So you really can look at your accounting with a centralized view. That's going to help users to be able to get those accounting entries and reconcile in a much cleaner way.
So change is always scary. One of the ways that you can help folks navigate through change is to minimize the risk. What are some things that we can do to minimize or mitigate some of the risk associated with upgrading?
Yeah, that's an excellent question and one I'm asked a lot by customers I talk with.
Really? They care about risk?
They do. They do. Actually, one of the best ways you can manage risk is have a strong planning process to start with. If you involve the entire organization to begin with and really lay out a plan that's going to help you achieve your goals and be able to manage scope, that's going to give you the best opportunity to have a successful upgrade. So it really starts at the very beginning. If you try to manage the risk at the end, then you've waited way too late.
But how do organizations know what they don't know?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. Having, of course, an implementation partner is one way. Going out to the OAUG website, that's one of the benefits we give, is we have a very large white paper database that members can access. They can get information there. Coming to Collaborate and listening to the sessions, really focusing on their business processes and how the organization can best leverage the R12 functionality.
So what advice, if any, do you have to offer the person attending this conference? What's the best way for them to get the most out of the investment and time and money and energy that they will have made here?
Well, I think one of the best ways is to utilize the My Show Planner. That's online on your mobile phone. I carry my phone everywhere I go. Search on the topics that are of interest to you. Make as many sessions as you can. And then also go around to some of these exhibitor booths, and they have a lot of knowledge that they can share. Come by the OAUG booth and talk to us. We can also point you in the direction of some really valuable things to take advantage of.
Now, regarding the Release 12, is there any tips that you would share for a successful upgrade?
Yeah. In terms of a successful upgrade, I think one of the things that you really need to do is plan out your testing. In terms of testing, you know, you're going to have some transactions that are in there from 11i, and then you can have transactions that are there that are brand new.
Yeah.
Some people only test new transactions, and then when they go live, those old 11i transactions...
they come and bite you, right?
Exactly. And so that is one key to the success. The other thing is to talk about training from the very beginning. I don't look at training as an end game activity. I look at that as knowledge transfer from the very beginning of the project. You need to have your project team start learning about R12 and the new features from the very beginning in workshops, in the conference pilots, all the testing along the way, so that when they finally go live, they really can use it from day one.
So as president-elect, coming into this set of responsibilities, your year or 2 years or whatever the term is, it's going to be a little different, right? So what's that going to look like for you?
Well, I'm really excited. It'll start in January for a year.
Uh-huh.
I'm using the opportunity now. Margaret Wright is our president. She's really letting me shadow her, so I'm getting a lot of opportunities to learn what that role's going to entail. And so I can hit the ground running in January and be ready to contribute in any way I can to serve the members.
Now, do you find that from a career standpoint, to getting involved at the level you're in, that has impacted your career?
I don't know if it's impacted my career in as much as it's my opportunity to give back,
mm-hmm.
right? My career is progressing as I want it to, but I've had so many people mentor me and give me opportunities along the way. I really want to be able to give back to the members in OAUG.
So at Rolta, tell us a little bit more about the day job at Rolta. What are some things happening over there?
Well, I actually am a project manager for a big project that's actually doing a Release 12 upgrade right now, and also an SAP migration. So every week I get on a plane.
Man, you're busy.
I am. So every week I get on a plane in Dallas, and I travel to Boston. I've been in a blizzard this year also up in Boston. The snow's just traveling around.
It's following you.
It's following me. And so that's part of my job. I also participate in a lot of pre-sales activities as much as I can, helping, again, clients to see the benefits of R12 and of moving to that release of the software.
Now, if you were to pick a handful of the best features of R12, what would they be?
Well, of course, I've already talked about subledger accounting. Another one that's really easy to implement that I think a lot of companies could utilize is multi-org access control. And MOAC, because Oracle always loves a good acronym.
Yeah, right.
And what that really helps is the shared service centers to be more efficient, because now you can actually go into the form and operate across operating units. So if I have someplace in the UK, someplace in the United States, someplace in Australia, before in eBusiness Suite, I'd have to have separate responsibilities for all of those operating units. Now in Release 12, I can do that all from within the same responsibility. So it's a lot more efficient from a processing standpoint. Another one that's really easy to implement, I think, is getting a refund from receivables to payables. So before, you would have to send an email over to payables and say, hey, I have a customer that needs a refund, and so lots of paperwork. In eBusiness Suite now, you can actually generate that refund right out of the application, and it moves it over to AP. So again, it's helping them to be more efficient in their operations.
All right, before we wrap, let's make sure that our listeners have coordinates both to get in touch with you with respect to OAUG business, but also if they want to reach out and learn more about Rolta and the great work you guys are doing there.
Okay. So you can absolutely ping me at alisa.johnson@roltasolutions.com. You can also find out about our business at www.rolta.com. And I've actually just set up a Twitter account at Alisa EBS. So you can start following me there. And I'm going to start trying to be more active, as if I don't have enough stuff to do.
Right, on your free time.
In my free time on Twitter.
Now, is there any place you would send people if they want more information on a Release 12 upgrade?
Absolutely. I would start out on my Oracle support and look for the product information centers. That's a really great place to find out some more information on Release 12. They also have an upgrade advisory document. The other place I would go is to the document 432.1. That's easy to remember, to get more information about Release 12. So I think that those are really some good places. And then, of course, also the OAUG white paper database. And if you want to come to my session on Wednesday at 4:15, I'll be talking about the Release 12 procure-to-pay process. So if that's of interest to you, I'd be happy for you to come by the session.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of this.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton at Collaborate 13. We will be back in a few.